KO4NUE. QLG, KO4NUE. 4NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
KO4NUE, KO4RMM. You looking for somebody?
Bro, how you been?
Well, hey, you deserve the truth, so I'll just say I've been fat and happy. How about you?
Touché, you having a good, Christmas?
I really am. I'm just enjoying life a little bit here. Just happy to be here. You know, no complaints at all. How about you?
I've been waiting to hear you on here. You left your flashlight over at the house. Last time you came, I found it down in the machine shop. I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. And I said, I bet that's Kirk's.
I didn't even realize I was missing it. What's it look like?
Little bitty thing. Black. I don't know if I remember right, maybe 1 or 2 inches long. I forget the name on it, though.
Hey, buddy, Merry Christmas.
Well, okay. Well, I just gonna let you know you left it. Oh, that's funny. So what are you, what kind of plans you got for Christmas?
It's the wife and my uncle and my two dogs are going to hunker down for some Christmas. The wife is happy with all of the well-wrapped boxes under the Christmas tree, and it's starting to look like a Norman Rockwell painting, which is probably one of the better years in a long time. So everything's shaping up pretty good for a nice Christmas here. I hope you can say the same for everybody, Anna, and everybody on your end up there in Campbell. I was just thinking about you earlier today, as a matter of fact.
Well, I was thinking about you the other day. Was wondering how the radio was doing. Is that what you're talking on now?
You sure am. In fact, right now, it's my only good radio. Not that the others are malfunctioning, but I've screwed around and done something with the programming. I normally get on the 2-meter net with my handheld Yaesu, but somehow or another, I've messed some menu function up. I think there's 46 menu settings on that thing. And, you know, I don't hear anything through the speaker. So, if I want to get on any kind of net or do any talking, I got to go climb in the car and drive up to the top of the street, which is not a problem. And I might just need to do that until I can, you know, make it through the directions and all with it for the Yaesu to kind of get back to right. KO4RMM.
UE. What kind of Yaesu is it, Kirk?
It is an FT4X. It's not the digital. It's more or less does pretty much what a Baofeng UE5R does, but it's a Yaesu.
Well, I've got a Yaesu FT65, and I'm just trying to think if there's some kind of menu function in there that would turn the speaker off. I don't know that there is one, but...
...3/4 of a mile.
Hang on. KO4NUE. Kirk, could it be that the speaker is damaged?
Anything's possible, of course. I don't... I don't really think that's the case. It's not to my knowledge been subjected to any kind of trauma. And it was working beautifully in several weeks since I got it. And I'm very happy with the radio. It's a fantastic little radio. I'm impressed with its construction. The only knock on it I would give it is that it's darn near impossible to read the, when you're going through the menu selection, it's like a scoreboard from the 1980s. It's kind of set up that way, trying to read it when you're trying to, you see the eight on eight configuration dot matrix type of thing, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
we can make all the numbers out of a digital eight. I forget what that's called, but that is hard to see. But at any rate, so me and my wife are on Pelham Road. No, that's 14. Headed to Simpsonville. And I'm this time not happy about this traffic, I'll be honest with you.
I'm sent there. I was, believe it or not, I don't know if you were listening yesterday afternoon. I was meeting a good friend for lunch out at Grimaldi's Pizza, which is just sort of catty corner to Cabela's on Woodruff Road yesterday. And I was moving at about half the speed of smell. I was getting passed by strollers. I was getting passed by pregnant mothers. You name it. It was bumper to bumper, three wide. Just stupid kind of congestion. And like I say, I do my best to avoid Woodruff Road at all costs for that very reason. The only reason I was out there is because a good friend from Saluda, North Carolina, was headed in, and I had a Christmas present to give him and haven't seen him in a while, so, we were going to meet at Grimaldi's. That's my excuse for being out there in the snaggle of a chaotic road.
Our son is getting married in March, and his fiance's family has invited us over for a meal. And in 3.2 miles, I've got to turn right onto Woodruff Road. So, oh, man. Oh, here we go.
I would just say exhale and relax and go through those meditate for a little bit before you get on there. And because being in a hurry is not the way to be if your route includes Woodruff Road at any point. That's why I'm so thankful for this ham radio in my car, because it has transformed my driving experience and made things a whole lot more tolerable. I'm not sure if I would have made it through the ordeal yesterday without my mobile radio.
I'm assuming by this time you've got everything programmed in and whatnot. Do you still like the radio?
Seeing more every day. It's a great radio, and I'm even thinking about getting another one just like it to use as a base station, because I really would like to have a base station for my shack instead of using a handheld. And $1,000 for a decent base station right now is kind of not. I don't have my general yet, so I'm not on HF. I'm happy with 2 meters and 70 centimeters. At the moment, I'm sure I will be getting into HF in January when I get my general license, but I'd be perfectly happy getting another ICOM 2730 and just use it as a base station.
Okay, KO4NUE and KO4RMM for station ID. Well, Kurt, when you get ready to take the exam, I went up to the testing site today. I got my VE certificate so I could help with administering the exams. And when you get ready to take your test, come on up. I'd love to put my name on your CSEE form. That just tickled me to death.
Well, let's go ahead and put that in ink then. Chad, I didn't know you got your VE form. I think that's super, and I would be greatly privileged and honored to make it happen in that way. And I don't see any reason in the world why not to proceed on that. And just tell me when a good day would be, you know, and where I need to drive to make that happen.
The Red Cross building, right across, right down the road from the hospital here in Greenville. And this young gentleman came in today, got his technician license, and he was grinning from ear to ear. And boy, that just tickled me to death. I was happier than he was.
You know, amateur radio, ham radio, is one of those things I really just wish I knew about 25 years ago. But, you know, obviously, you know, can't cry or spill milk, but just as I continue, I remember telling all my friends as I studied for my technician, you know, my eyes were open time and time again at all the many different things that you can do with even a technician's license. And when you juxtapose that on top of the, you know, ridiculously minor, you know, cost to get of entry into this field, it's the proverbial slam dunk, no-brainer type of thing to do. It's just the value proposition or value equation is out of this world. KO4RMM and KO4NUE.
Well, my cousin, KO4QLG, he's got his license. And we've been practicing a little bit of CW. And hang on. And I think after the new year, we're going to try some 2-meter packet stuff, sending, you know, emails and messages with 2-meter radios. I think we're going to try that. And, but you're right. I mean, it's, I put radio in the truck and I don't hardly listen to radio anymore. I just pick up the mic and boy, I'm gonna tell you, if you're a little bit sleepy, that helps things out a little bit too, you know?
100% nail on the head there, buddy. Somebody, you come rip my radio out of this, my AM/FM radio out of this car. I don't listen to it. I just can't stand the ads, and it just drives me crazy. I have no use for it now. I'd put maybe a second ham radio or maybe one of those, DTMF radios or DMRS radios in here. KO4RMM, KO4NUE, station ident.
Come out APRS. Is that what you talking about, Kurt?
I think it was DMRS. It's not ham radio. It's the other one where a lot of overlanders use, airsoft. You can get a light. I think the license is something like $70, but there's no exam required. It's just another mode of amateur type radio.
think you got GMRS, which is, I think that's kind of what your, I think the license is about $80 for that thing.
That's it, GMRS. I got some early Alzheimer's onset going on here and got some Bidenitis. Anyway, yeah, that's what I was talking about. I mean, I was looking at GMRS. I know that it's kind of like gun calibers. You got a church of 9mm versus the church of 45, or, you know, church of 357. I'm like, why not have both? You know, there's nothing wrong with, GMRS. It has its place, I guess. You can get a license set. I think the license is good for 10 years. And it's good for your, like, entire immediate family.
Yeah, I think that sounds right. I went through the process of trying to get my license. I got to the payment page, and it was $80, and I thought, I'm just not going to pay that. I mean, there's no way. So I backed out and didn't finish it, but I'm kind of liking it. Kind of liking what I'm doing, you know.
Nothing tops ham radio for sure. And I'm gonna keep getting my licenses here with this. And as far as just talking GMRS, I think you can only just talk on that. They don't have anything like data. There's no like HF. I mean, it's obviously limited in terms of range, power, that kind of thing. Probably the best analogy I heard was if CB radio and ham radio got together and had a love child, you would have GMRS.
Radio and CB. I'm trying to figure out. Trying to figure out what that would look like. I guess you're right. I probably could find a different way to describe it. How about a genius, angry person?
I know the answer to that one is Woodstock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's a good description. Absolutely. Oh, man. KO4NUE Friday.
Hey, speaking of Woodstock, I also heard that if everyone who actually claimed to have been at Woodstock was actually at Woodstock, I think you're talking about like 7 or 8 million people.
Suck it up. Whoever commented on Woodstock, that was good. But anyway, well, listen, Kurt, I'm going to have to step on out, but I'm getting close to my destination. And I'm not really looking forward to it, but hey, it is what it is. So let me get on, put on my happy face, and go knock it out. If I don't talk to you again, brother, have a very Merry Christmas. Tell the XY or we said Merry Christmas to you. And I will say 73 to you, and I'll be clear on your final. KO4NUE.
UE KO4RMM. Merry Christmas to you as well, my brother, and to Anna. I'll have you in prayer here to pull you through your dinner here. I know you'd rather be sitting in front of a TV tray and, you know, in your recliner at home in a bathrobe. You know, it is what it is. But, hey, appreciate you taking one for the team, man. I know that, you'll be blessed for it in the future. Just see it as a down payment or an investment. You're a good man, and Merry Christmas to you. Always great hearing from you, talking with you, and hopefully I'll talk to you again for the 25th. Copy you clear, KO4RMM. for anybody else on the listen out there, it's KO4MM. I2 will be 73 and clear as I am arriving upon my destination. So, Merry Christmas to all. KO4RMM, 73 clear.